May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. If you have a Bible, or there's one in front of you, you can turn to 1 Peter chapter 4. This is the devotional that I wrote. So if you get the As and Roars, you'll get that today on your smartphone or your computer. It's a scripture that I've been pondering for about a week. And it says this, verse 7. The end of all things is at hand. Now, Peter wrote that 2,000 years ago. It's written in the perfect tense, which means it has been at hand and it continues to be at hand. So if the end of all things was at hand 2,000 years ago, that pressure, that reality is even more so. That's not just a chronologically relevant issue. It's a warfare issue. It's our walk issue, because as we get closer and closer to the return of Christ, the warfare does intensify. And so what he's about to say is even more relevant to us than it was to the people Peter was writing to. This is what he says. The end of all things is at hand, therefore, in light of that fact, he says, be of sound judgment and be sober or watch. And the New American Standard says for the purpose of prayer. But what the literal translation is the watch unto the prayers. And that word unto is actually into. Therefore, watch into prayers. Whatever kind of prayers, different kind of prayers, or prayers of intercession, prayers of warfare, prayers of petition, that kind of thing. In Genesis, talking about referencing Jacob, as Jacob was fleeing Esau, and he was kind of in the wilderness, and he slept at night, he put his head on a stone and slept, and there was an open heaven over him. He saw angels ascending and descending, coming to him during the night. We call that Jacob's ladder. And he anointed that place with oil afterwards and said, this is an awesome place, this is the house of the Lord. And so whatever the house of the Lord is, it should be a place where there's an open heaven. There's an ascending and a descending in relationship, communication, interaction between heaven and earth. In John chapter 1, Jesus said, when they were impressed that he had a word of knowledge about Philip and Philip's heart, he said, if you're impressed with this, he said, you're going to watch me live under an open heaven and angels are going to ascend and descend on me. Because we know Jesus carried the presence of the Holy Spirit. Well, the truth is, corporately, the body of Christ is the house of the Lord, but also we are his temple. The house of the Lord is a temple, a holy temple, and you and I are the house of the Lord because we're in Christ and Christ is in us. And so we should expect that same kind of ascending and descending relationship. It's part of walking under an open heaven. And what's cool for us is we get to walk under his open heaven because we're in him. And I say that because this scripture is so practical. There's a place in 1 Thessalonians that says to us, pray without ceasing. Now to pray without ceasing, the words there, the language there, isn't just be a person who prays a lot. Spend a lot of time alone in prayer. Whatever your prayer closet looks like, hang out there a lot. Well, all of us should have a consistent place where we pray. Doesn't really matter. I always tell people, do something that's sustainable. And if you can sustain 5 minutes on a consistent basis, don't do that. Stop promising God you're going to get up at 4 every morning and pray for hours, because if you've ever done stuff like that, it didn't last very long, unless you're an unusual person. So just start somewhere, but be consistent. It'll grow into what's supposed to be right for you. But that's not what 1 Thessalonians is talking about. 1 Thessalonians and this verse where he says, and watch into prayer, is talking about a lifestyle of constant communication with God, where we're just in constant interaction with him. I heard somebody describe it one time as if you have a phone and you're talking to somebody and you never hang up. It's just always off the hook. And at any point in time, you can go, hello, and pick up the communication. That's an important part of walking in the Spirit. because we learn how to hear his voice. And in those places, as we're watching into prayer, that's how one of the ways the Lord can speak to us in a moment in our spirit about something that's about to come, give us insight and discernment into what's going on, and warn us about an attack from the enemy or about what's going on, the things that we're feeling or in that particular moment. This is an attack. Be careful. Be on your guard. There's just this constant communication, and it's part of the ascending and descending. There's just communication descending, communication ascending. There's just this flow of thought and communication. It's amazing how you can have a conversation with the Lord in your spirit while you're having a conversation with somebody else in the natural. It's kind of the only thing I can relate it to, which is really not a very healthy habit. But my generation, many of us learn how to study with the TV on. And so I have this amazingly unfortunate ability, and I don't study watching TV, but I can. I can study while noise is going on around me. Well, in the spirit realm, the ascending and descending life is at least part that God's a communicator. He loves to talk. Some of us think that God doesn't really want to talk to you, doesn't have much to say, he's disappointed in you. But he says we live by the words that are proceeding out of his mouth. Literally, they're constantly proceeding out of his mouth. The very fact that he would send his own son to pay the price that he paid so he could have a relationship with us means that God really, intimacy, relationship is really important to him. And the key to any relationship, to have any maturity or any development, is communication. That's true in the natural and particularly true in the spiritual. So us to be able to walk, and here's what the word watch means. The word watch there literally means be leaning into. Have your spiritual ears bent and open, perked. You know, like a dog will perk his ears, they say something. Your ears all perked, leaning, watching him, that if any moment he's wanting to communicate, you're in the mode to communicate. You just pick the phone back up. You don't have to dial the number, you just pick the phone back up. And that may sound like some sense very simple, but we get so distracted in life that often God's trying to speak to us through that still, small voice, and we pay no attention. And we pay no attention to our own harm. Because again, many times he's warning us about something that's going on. And we're so busy in conversation that we're not in conversation. You know, we'll get discouraged. And the Lord have been days trying to warn us, communicate, speak some word in to us, but we're not paying any attention because we're just so frustrated with what's going on around us. Therefore, in light of the warfare, in light of the fact that the end of the times are here, even more so, therefore the battle that you and I deal with is much more severe than the battles they dealt with. It's so important that we're watching. I love the way he says it. Into prayer. It's like we're always leaning towards being into prayer. We're just waiting for the Lord to initiate the conversation. Or maybe I'm initiating the conversation. Okay, God, what's going on here? But isn't it sad how often we live our daily lives in the routine as if we left God at home and we're personally just trying to deal with stuff? No, we're in Christ. As we've been saying over and over again for the last few years, we're in his story. He always has something to say about his story. It's not your story. You know, if somebody says something to you and you're like, your answer is, well, I'm really having a rough day. That's as if it's just your day and you're having a rough day. Really, your first response, if you don't say it, you should at least think it, is, I'm in Christ. And you go, you know, I'm not feeling really good there. I'm having a rough day, or there's a lot of battle. Pray for me. But at least you've acknowledged that you're still living out an in Christ reality, and therefore it's his story, and he probably has a lot to say about how you can learn to walk and navigate his story. Because the truth is, you've probably never been that way before. Every day's new. That's why his mercies are new every day. And I think I love about Jesus, it says in, I forget if it's Matthew 4 or Luke 4, but one of them said he was led about by the Spirit into the wilderness. Because it was the Father's story. But then it says in the other one, he was led about in the wilderness by the Spirit. He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, And then every minute he was being led by the Spirit while in the wilderness. That's the ascending and descending life. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.